people out there watching Deep Fat Fried know that I trust you.
Yeah, fuck TJ.
Fuck TJ.
Fuck TJ.
Fuck TJ.
Fuck TJ.
But you know what? Don't fuck TJ. Because I love TJ. And I love his brother Scotty. And I'm here to work with them and be friends with them and be fucking content creators with them.
Oh my God. Please sit down, Scotty.
See you later, dude.
What's up? Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
The hell's she doing here?
She's my fucking ride, dude.
Oh, really? Bring her in here.
Bring mom in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. TJ's mom is here and Scotty's mom is here. She's one of the... Let me be real, dude. She's one of the nicest fucking ladies, dude. I'm just going to give her my mic and let her say whatever she wants about prohibition.
Mom, come on in here.
She doesn't have to stay. You know what I mean? But we can just get her to say whatever she thinks.
The audience wants to say hello to you.
They really want to say hi to you.
It smells like alcohol.
It should. We've been. Look at this.
Sit down.
Look at. Right here.
Scotty sits normally.
Sit right here next to me.
It's too bright in here. It'll show all my wrinkles.
No, you're fine, dude.
Look at my fucking face. Be honest. Like, you're going to look awesome sitting next to me. We drank all of it. Look at this here.
Sit on down.
So here, just like put this pretty as close as to your face as is comfortable.
Not on the camera,
yeah, scooch
dude.
Over a little bit.
Come
here,
over
let
here.
Me move some of this stuff out of the way for you. Just make yourself comfy. There you go. Now just keep the microphone and
here. I'll help you. I help.
Sit
you.
On down.
Scotty's always got a fellow.
I look older than you, Mom. I don't know what you're even wanting.
Yeah. So go ahead and get Scotty talks pretty close to the mic. So just talk pretty close to the mic.
Yeah, I'll turn her up.
Okay.
Yeah, turn your mom. Well, you don't have to turn her up. Don't do that because then when Scotty sits back down, it's gonna be crazy.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Dude.
All right. It probably doesn't.
Okay. Which
I'll
is my good side?
Lower it back down.
Every side is your good side.
You're
so
you're sitting. Look at what you're sitting next to on the couch. I'm a fucking nightmare.
So hold on now. Hold on. This is Pauline Sabin, the socialite. Okay.
Okay.
She was the wife of Charles Sabin, who was chairman of the board of the Guarantee Trust Company and an heiress in her own right.
So she inherited a bunch of money. She was like rich.
Yeah.
Not like any of us
she
who
was,
had to make it for
the
ourselves.
First woman to ever serve on the Republican National Committee.
Interesting.
The founder and first president of the Women's National Republican Club. And a major fundraiser for the presidential campaigns of Warren Harding, Calvin Coolidge, and Herbert Hoover. But Sabin found the hypocrisy of prohibition intolerable, was repelled by politicians who voted dry and then turned up at her dinner table expecting a drink.
Hypocrites. Hypocrites.
She was pissed.
Hypocrites.
Pissed at them damn hypocrites, dog.
Stupid hypocrites.
And she had a special aversion to the Women's Christians Temperance Union.
Who could blame her?
And the way its president, Ella Boole, claimed to speak for all American women. Wow, what does that sound like?
Bullshit.
Sabin resigned in disgust from the Republican National Committee and helped found a new group that soon became the Women's Organization for National Prohibition Reform. Finally, a real fucking feminist.
Hallelujah.
Pauline Sabin, motherfuckers.
Yeah, you definitely got it. But
hey, I wonder if she's related to Nick Sabin.
She might be.
I don't know, man.
Can I ask you, how do you feel about you know about prohibition, obviously, that it was illegal.
Dude, how mom's a lush, dude. She drink all the time.
Well, I know that. I've drank with your mom.
She's against, dude. She loves.
I've had a bunch of drinks with your mom, but I'm just saying,
our mom. Your mom, you're definitely against prohibition. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
My mom is not pro-prohibition.
But do you see any lessons in it?
Yeah, that it shouldn't have ever been done.
Why?
You can't control what people are going to do with their lives. I mean, it's just like trying to tell people they can't smoke weed. If they're going to smoke weed, they're going to do it.
Hell
legal
yeah.
Legal or not legal.
My mom's cooler than yours.
Your mom's cooler than everybody's mom.
My mom's cooler than yours is.
It's just, but that's the truth, though. It's ridiculous to think that you're going to stand in the way of what people want to do with their own bodies.
Exactly.
And that's what prohibition was about. It was about saying, like, we're going to tell you not to do this. And what happened was that people just did it more. They were just like, fuck you, I'm going to drink more now. And that's exactly what happened.
Someone said TJ is his mother. Cool.
TJ and his mom. Dude, it's so cool. Baby. You can see so much of TJ and his mom and vice versa.
Hey, look at the shirt I'm wearing.
I know.
It says Brood High.
Brood High.
See? And their hair
is cooler than
they got the same hair.
TJ's mama 2020, dude.
I'm telling you, dude. You should run for office.
I could do it.
Local, like Louisiana, like office, and start there, dude. You'd be you'd win immediately.
What do you think you'd do? A Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Yep. You get to pick. Who cares?
Put none of the above.
Oh, that's nothing. Even better than none of the above party. Oh man, your mom's gonna be the next president, dude. It's over.
I wish, dude. I want to be connected with powerful people.
I do, too.
All right. We're almost actually done with this shit.
Scotty, do you want to sit here next to your mom for a minute? I'm going to go pee.
Down, bro.
Oh, my baby. My little baby. Oh, dude. Everybody can see all of us together.
The Kirk. It's all Kirk's on screen now. Dude. Scotty, sit down, dude. Sit down. Sit down where Paul was.
I feel
dude.
Like I can't act like a.
Too drunk to realize. Paul
oh shit!
Paul's not here anymore. You can sit where Paul was, dude. It's the Kirk show now. Well, I guess my mom is a.
Dude, I fucking.
Whatever.
I know.
Dude,
Kirk.
I fucking feel like it feels weird being drunk on your mom. Like, oh shit, Kirk. Dude. So I better fucking behave,
you're
dude.
Scotty's designated driver, right?
I better fucking behave, right?
Yes. I guess. I don't know. Scotty keeps attacking me, mom. Can you tell him to stop?
Oh, he probably learned it from me, little sucker, all the times he tried to run from me when he was little.
Tell an embarrassing story about Scotty.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's see. Embarrassing story about Scotty.
Then I want an embarrassing story about TJ, too.
All right. Scotty used to have night terrors.
Yeah.
And he also used to sleepwalk.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And we had company over one
oh,
night.
I know what she's going to tell.
Oh, my God, dude.
Fuck.
There's an embarrassing one. There's an embarrassing one coming about you, TJ.
Hey, I don't know, man. This is pretty crazy.
Whatever, dude.
He
fuck
walked
you,
downstairs,
dude.
And I guess he thought he was in the bathroom, and he walked out in front of all of our company, and he pulled his pants down and took a piss.
Well, I had to fucking piss, dude. I had to fucking piss, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You were all like, oh, my God, what the fuck?
I'm a boss motherfucker, dude. I whip my shit out. I'm like, what's up?
Oh, man.
I'm like,
dude.
He's sleepwalking. He really doesn't know he's doing this.
And they're probably impressed, dude.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, all right. So, what's your embarrassing me story?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's fucking tough, dude. Too many to choose from.
Which one?
She's got to, like, go through the roll of dice.
Oh, dude. Every mom has a fucking. Yeah, dude. TJ's oh, there's a fucking catalog of embarrassing moments for all of us.
I don't know. Which one should I tell?
There's a lot of TJ embarrassing TJ moments. It's
whatever one you fuck.
Whatever
feel,
one. Yeah, I don't want to put one in your mind. That's one.
The best.
Whatever you what comes naturally
I,
to
I
you.
I think the first thing that just came to my mind, and I don't know if this is really embarrassing, but it was the time where you guys got brought home by the police for trespassing.
Oh God, dude, I forgot about that.
I didn't.
TJ, I didn't.
Oh God, dude, remember your dumbass friend Nate? Who tried to fucking tell the dumbest lie?
Oh my God, dude.
I had to pee.
We were fucking arrested.
You got arrested, dude. Nate,
really arrested.
Well, whatever. We were detained.
Am I detained?
Am I being detained? No, Nate was like, oh, we just went in there to take a piss. And I just told the cops, like, don't listen to him. He's a moron. We were just curious. We were curious about what was in there. It was open. We just went in. I'm sorry.
You know what's even more fucked up about Nate? Everybody told me he found out later he fucking was arrested for, like, diddling a kid, dude.
No, I made that up. I just fucking.
Oh, yeah, you motherfucker. Oh, dude, you got me, dude. Dude, that's fucking. No.
Oh, wait. That just made me.
You know what, though? In my defense, that motherfucker seemed like he would do that shit.
Yeah, he did.
Thank
that's
you.
Why I said it. Cause
Mom,
I
did he not. Was he not a fucking weird motherfucker,
yeah,
dude?
Nate sucked, dude. That was my worst friend ever.
Yeah, that was your worst fucking friend, dude.
That was pretty much. But no, that made me think of the time that when TJ was little, like he was about 3 years old.
3 years old.
We told him that there was a
alligator. I've told him this before.
There was
an
alligator in the hot tub.
Gotcha.
Because he kept trying to go in the hot tub. And he was gullible enough at that age to believe, oh my God, there's an alligator in the hot tub. So he stayed away from it. Well, like, he was probably like, what, 8 or 10 years old, something like that. And you,
I think it was like 12.
I don't know. It was like ridiculously old.
I know, right? It was horrible.
He brings all these friends over to me. Where were you, at school or something? It was when I was volunteering.
No, no, it was. I told it to my fucking therapist. I had that one, that tall dude.
Okay, you got to tell. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. It's like, Mom, tell him about the alligator in the hot tub. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, when I was little and we lived in California and we had that alligator in our hot tub, and I looked at you and I just started laughing. And the look of horror on your face when you realized that I had fucking lied to you.
Dude. You know what's fucking funny?
I was totally had by that. Dude,
and she just asked, I remember we were kids, he's like, there's no Santa. Mom, there's no Santa.
I was so skeptical of so much shit, but
you believe the alligator lives in a fucking hot tub, you idiot.
That's my most gullible shit. Yeah. I stopped believing in Santa at like 5.
Yeah, I don't believe in Santa.
I stopped believing in God at like 10. I didn't believe in all this shit, but I believed in that fucking stupid alligator till I was 12 years fucking old.
God, you're fucking... God, you're fucking
but
stupid.
Wouldn't that have been awesome if you really did have an alligator in the hot tub?
Dude, I remember... Look, dude, you know what's fucked up? I have memories of me as a kid looking into that fucking hot tub.
Yep.
Because I could see the whole thing. All of it. And I was like, I don't see no fucking alligator.
But I remember this shit too. Like,
but Mom said there was one and she wouldn't lie.
No, she didn't. There's
gotta be some kind of secret dimension with an alligator.
There was that pool. There was a pool and fucking.